we've been talking about GSA and the trials and tribulations that that agency has been facing. And many GSA observers say Martha Johnson, the nominee to be the GSA, the head of GSA, may be the most qualified leader for the General Services Administration has seen in years. But the agency and government may never feel her impact. Her nomination to be the GSA administrator been on hold since July, and there is still no sign that things will change anytime soon. In part two of his special report, Agency Instability, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller explores the chances that Ms. Johnson could get confirmed.
Danielle Germain's sudden resignation as GSA's chief of staff earlier this month signaled to many the death knell for Martha Johnson's nomination. Germain left GSA after only 6 months to go back to the private sector after Johnson picked her to help run the agency. GSA now is on its fourth acting administrator since 2008 and has vacancies in its top three permanent leadership positions. Germain's decision left many inside and outside of government wondering, will Johnson ever be confirmed? Current and former officials tell me they believe there's little chance of it happening. The experts say pushing the nomination through is just not a high enough priority for the White House or the Senate. Paul Light is a professor at New York University and an expert on government.
Well, the problem is that the only way to break a hold in the United States Senate is to take it to a cloture vote. The Senate acts by unanimous consent. Every last senator must agree to schedule legislation or confirmations, and that creates great power for the individual senator who wants to place a hold on a nomination. And you don't want to spend your political capital fighting for a nomination. I can't remember a single nomination in the last 20 years that actually went to a cloture vote.
Light says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has too many other priorities on his plate besides confirmations. He also says the White House could get into the scrum, but that's unlikely.
Rahm Emanuel could call. President Obama could call and demand action. They could negotiate with Senator Bond. But it's a very difficult time to do so. The White House needs, and the Democrats in the Senate need, every last vote they can get on health care reform, on a possible second stimulus package. You name it, they need those 60 votes on the big, big policy issues. And you can't go to the floor and say, okay, we're going to use our very scarce political capital to get the head of GSA through the confirmation process. It's just not wise politics.
Reagan LaChapelle is Reid's deputy communications director. She says in a written statement that the majority leader plans to continue to work with Republicans to consider this and other nominations. LaChapelle says they hope to do so soon, but wouldn't commit to any specific time frame. Seher Wali is GSA's director of communications. She says the White House hasn't given any signal that Johnson's confirmation is no longer a priority.
We've had nothing to give us any indication that Martha will not be, once the Senate goes through its process, that Martha will not remain in holding, to be confirmed. She is not pulling out, and there's no indication that we've gotten otherwise from anyone that she will not stay in.
Bond's decision to put a hold on Johnson has nothing to do with her or her qualifications to be GSA administrator. In fact, Bond stopped the confirmation process 6 weeks after the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee confirmed Johnson without objection. Committee Chairman Joseph Lieberman offered this praise of Johnson at her confirmation hearing.
I personally believe that President Obama has made a very wise choice in nominating you, Ms. Johnson, to be the GSA administrator. You bring a wealth of administrative and financial experience in the private, nonprofit, and government sectors.
The issue for Bond is that he's unhappy with GSA's plans to build a federal building in Kansas City. And to many I've talked to inside and outside of government, Bond is using Johnson's nomination to hold the agency and the administration hostage. Light doesn't mince words when asked about Bond's use of the hold tactic.
I do not believe it is a reasonable use of the Senate hold authority. I think it's a frivolous hold. I think it's an irresponsible hold. I'm choosing my words quite carefully here. I have great admiration for Senator Bond. He's a smart man. He's been a good senator. He cares about the public service. He cares about government. But the hold is irresponsible. and it is entirely motivated by his own self-interest.
Light says this type of hold is becoming more prevalent on both sides of the aisle.
It's become more frequent. I wouldn't say often, but it has become more frequent over the last few administrations. Senators do use nominations to extract concessions from the sitting administration. They sometimes use holds to extract concessions from their colleagues, particularly colleagues who are bent on actually filling these top posts.
He adds, it's always better for senators to negotiate with a sitting administrator or secretary instead of trying to make their case through the nomination process. In the final part of my special investigative report, Agency Instability, Senator Bond responds to the criticism, and I'll explain how industry no longer plans to stand on the sideline of this fight. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
And joining us right now is Jason Miller. This is so complex, and this one seems more complex. I mean, we've seen, and Max Kakis broke the story about the DHS management person having a hold put on his nomination by Senator Voinovich. And Senator Voinovich was very, I don't think he's qualified.
Right.
The qualifications of Martha Johnson have no... I haven't heard anybody question whether she's qualified for the job.
Right. And I think that's the frustration of what's going on here. And in fact, I think Paul Light said it very eloquently the end.
Paul Light's usually this quiet guy, and that was pretty tough words for him.
I got him going. I fed him some chocolate and some coffee. You got him going. He said it really eloquently. Listen, this is an abuse of power. And he says, very straightforward, you will do better with someone in position than someone not in position. If you try to force your way to get something, a negotiation, some kind of change, by holding the administration, holding the agency hostage, you just make it much harder to do because you're getting two negative reactions bumping up against each other.
So he might get further with his cause if she were to be confirmed, and then he could work directly with her.
Exactly. Or meet with her and say, listen, this is of grave concern for me. I'm going to withdraw my nomination. But within the first week you're in office, I expect to have a meeting. And you know what? No matter which senator it is, no matter you like them, you don't like them, a Republican, Democrat.
Well, you're going to meet with them.
You're going to meet with them because they can do other things that can really make your life miserable budget-wise. I mean, that's the key there. That's the hammer versus carrot.
And Amy actually asked a very good question last hour, and that was my pleasure. And we're entering the speculation zone, of course, but if his concern isn't, if Kip Bond's concern isn't with Ms. Johnson herself, it's with the position that GSA, that they won't do the building that he essentially is pushing in Kansas City, well, it might not matter who is put forward for the GSA nominee. That position is actually has a hold on it rather than the person.
Right. It strikes me that this is really a hold on the position or a hold on the agency, not so much a hold on Martha Johnson.
Exactly. He is trying to get concessions from GSA, concessions from the administration to get a building that he thinks needs to be built to save, as he says, 1,200 jobs. Hmm. But GSA never said we're going to get rid of 1,200 jobs or move it or do something that is wrong. I mean, in fact, we actually don't 100% know what GSA plans to do with the building. It's just it's not meeting Kit Bond's requirements.
And this is my frustration about this. Unlike Senator Voinovich, who said, I have a hold on this DHS management nominee, and I am happy to debate the merits of this person's qualifications, we can't debate it because no one knows. Senator Bond, well, we'll hear from him tomorrow morning. But, we don't have the details. GSA doesn't, how do we make a decision about
it? It's pre-decisional. It's stuck in the White House. I mean, that's what you hear. I tried in vain, it feels like, to get someone from the White House to talk to me. Let me find the right person. Then I ran up to, terrorist attacks. That's what we're focusing on. I worked through GSA to try to get someone to talk to me. This is, two and a half months here. I've been working on this story. And you just couldn't get through to them. And it shows me and it tells me that they don't understand the role GSA plays, and they don't understand how important it is, not just to having an administrator, not just to GSA, but to the rest of government.
So this is beyond just a communication issue, though.
Between Bond and GSA?
Oh, yeah.
I think it moved beyond that a while ago. I think it moved to the we don't like each other, so we're not going to play nicely.
That's a shame.
And we're so over in time. But one of the real challenges here is TSA, if there's, underwear bomber that goes off, all of a sudden there's real impetus to push. There isn't that kind of thing around
right.
any of the issues, GSA. I mean, you have an acquisition go bad.
It happens.
It happens. So there's none of that kind of forcing mechanism.
And that's why what's most interesting to me about that, just that one quick, is there's a lobby for the State Department, foreign policy. There's a lobby for DOD. There's a lobby for Homeland Security. There's no lobby for GSA. Well, don't be surprised if Tech America, if the Professional Services Council starts getting together and saying, you know, we got to make this happen. And that's what we'll explore tomorrow morning.